say. If you're afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, let me see you get loose. It's going down for it.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, joined by our producer, Mr. Jason Gibbs, live at the Discount Drug Mart on Worcester Pike in Medina. Barkevious Mingo will be here. John Greco will be here. So if you're in the area, come on out. If you're not, it's not that far of a drive. Hop on 71 and get out here to the Discount Drug Mart right here in Medina, and you'll get to meet Barkevious Mingo, John Greco, myself, Matt Wilhelm. Yes. Probably those are the three big draws there. And then, you know, then there's me. Meet Jason Gibbs. Also, Linz is in the house. What's up, Lindsay? How you doing out there? We're set up here right in a good spot. If you're smelly, we got deodorant on the right. If you're worried about the sun, I don't know why you would be. We've got sunblock
I'm
on the left.
I'm worried about the sun.
I wish I could use sunblock right
now. So I'm going to have to
what
grab
a great thing that would be.
I'm going to have to grab.
You're going to grab?
I have to.
What do you go with over there?
I'm going to do a combination of oil and also probably like the Sport 40.
Yeah, you're maybe? Going on your cruise.
Yes.
I'm going to recommend a 50 for you at least.
Really? Because, I haven't got any sun.
You don't have a base.
I'm going to burn.
You don't have a base.
I burn pretty easily.
As a California man, I'm partial to bullfrog. Bullfrog was like big in my old school.
Yeah, I'm more of a Hawaiian tropic guy.
Okay.
You know, because of the contest.
Yeah.
Have you gone tanning yet?
No.
Why?
Because.
I don't go tan. I've never been tanning.
It doesn't coincide with
you don't have to tan.
Why? I have a natural olive complexion from my Mediterranean heritage.
All right, big word, Dad.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing. It makes me feel good.
Wilhelm, if you burn, you got to get a base before you go down there, man.
I do.
Otherwise, you're going to be crammed in
the
room.
Have you ever been in a tanning bed?
I have.
Is it scary? I'd be claustrophobic, I think.
I don't mind it.
I don't think I
can. I sleep in it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't sleep in it.
Get a quick 8 to 10 minute power nap?
Like, have you tanned recently?
No, I got to start in March, though. I'm going on a cruise at the end of the month.
So you want a base before you get
out? Got to have a base.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm
frustrated. I don't do the spray tan thing. I would do the tan thing, but nah.
I don't know. I don't know about these things. It's never happened to me. Never happened to me.
I'll come back peeling for you guys on Tuesday.
All right, good. Good. Well, certainly we will miss you. You head out on the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer tomorrow. Great cause, and I'm sure everybody who's going on that is going to have a great time. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little jealous. I'll be heading to Indianapolis for the Combine tomorrow, so we'll be in slightly different climates, you and I.
We would, but you know what? I'm a little jealous of you because of
Trade with you right now. How jealous are you, Matt?
Not that much.
Okay.
A little bit. Only because, you know, great friends, former coaches, assistant coaches – that are, not necessarily with the same team, will be there in Indianapolis, and I would have loved to spend a little bit of quality time with them, catching up, and I don't know. You never know. Auditioning for or interviewing for a coaching job. Who knows?
Who knows?
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah, come on. You're here.
I love the comfort zone that I have here working for the Cleveland Browns, and especially next to you every day.
Well, that's what makes me so happy.
Yes.
The closeness. And this, we're even closer today.
What's your real dilemma for the cruise that you and I were talking about before the show?
The real dilemma?
What you get, or your options, either or.
Oh yeah, this is great. This is very good. And have you been on a cruise, Nathan?
I have.
I'm
not a fan of cruises. Okay. I feel like their announcements in the mornings are ridiculous. I feel trapped on the boat.
This
I feel
is
like
my
it's ridiculous.
This is my first. Yeah. And Gibbs is going on his first next month.
Okay.
Would you rather have $500 in drink credits, or $500 in a gambling marker?
A drink credit, because you're guaranteed to get something. You could throw the $500 down on gambling and win or lose. It doesn't matter.
You're right, but you could also.
You're saying it's because it's the house's money.
It's the house, but you could turn $500 into $1,000. Use the $500 on drinks and have $500 in your pocket.
Yeah, but you could do the same if you win $500 gambling. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
Do you think you're going to drink $500 in a week?
Dude,
I mean, these aren't these aren't Fountain Blue drinks that are like. I was just down the Fountain Blue was like $40 drink. It was outrageous.
It was $40 drinks.
Like, that's outrageous.
I almost spit out a Red Bull and vodka at the Mondrian when I got my bill for, like, $63 for two Red
Bull
and vodkas.
It's not like they use different vodka.
And a $20,
like
service,
Red Bull.
$20 service charge to
that
walk
was the
from,
well vodka.
So what are you to the deodorant
so what,
section.
So what are you doing? What have you decided?
I haven't. That's not at stake. It's not out there. It's just something that Gibbs and I talked about going on the boat.
Like, if you were going to.
The great people at
Dublin. I would for sure. My personal take, if it was me, I'd take it on the gambling. Because I'm going to gamble anyway. So, like,
sure.
That just makes me feel like I have $500 of the house's money.
Well, I know that I'm going to drink as well, too. So
well, me
kind
too.
Of in
but
a quandary.
$500 goes. I think you can. It takes longer to drink $500
yes.
unless you're buying, like,
a bottle
of champagne.
You'll have a better time at $500 gambling.
See,
yes,
for sure. All I've heard about cruises, though, is how expensive the booze is. Like, it's all you can eat, and it's great and everything, but then you end up with, like, an $800 bar tab at the end of the cruise.
It's like buying a $6 water at Cedar Point. It's supply and demand.
I don't know. I need
lots
of booze.
It's the same thing. It's $500 free dollars any way you look at it. It's $500.
It is $500 free. I think I almost have to go gambling, because if I can double that money.
But that all being said, is what if you're what if you got one day left or a half day left, and you've only used $320 in your credit for drinks? Do you get your money's worth and go all in and buy everybody at the bar drinks and do shots and really want to blow that 180?
I'm blowing it all. One way or the other,
it will be spent.
It will be spent.
No dollar will be left unspent. I think that's fair. I think that's a good. I don't mind that at all.
It's a tough question, though. That is a dilemma.
It all depends. It's all based on your personality, too.
It's certainly.
Someone who doesn't drink a lot would probably love to go gamble, but then also too, someone who doesn't drink a lot may not gamble a lot or have fun gambling.
Who knows? Cruises, just if you're in your room, find out if you can turn down the announcement thing at the beginning, because they'll throw announcements at you like 8 a.m. I'm on vacation. Ooh. I want to be sleeping.
We will have to be up. The two, the great people at Dublin Travel and those people associated with the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer are literally flying my wife and I to Tampa, putting us up at the Trade Winds Resort for an evening, and then ushering us via bus shuttle to the port. We get on the cruise. There is zero expense to us besides drinking and gambling, and that's where the quandary came in and why the question kind of came up. So we're very reluctant to be, to be on this boat, and the only obligations that we have are the two mornings that we are at sea from 8 o'clock to 10:30. So I'll be up during those announcements.
Okay.
Is to sign autographs for those patrons on the boat who are, of course, donating their money via being on the boat towards cancer, to have an opportunity to get myself and the remainder of the Buckeyes who are on the ship as well as autographs in a 2-hour setting from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning. But after that,
you're free.
Anything goes.
Can you cocktail while you sign autographs?
That would be amazing.
Why not?
Why not? It's got to be an informal session.
I would hope so.
Have a Mexican coffee. Start it off right, early in the morning. That's what I would say.
That's how you get rid of the hangover Bailey's from the night
coffee.
Before.
That's right. We've got a lot coming your way here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. Again, we're live at the Discount Drug Mart on Worcester Pike in Medina. Barkevious Mingo will be with us out here, and you can come get an autograph from him. John Greco will be here as well. So we've got a lot of people coming out here, a lot of buzz here. Right now at the Discount Drug Mart in Medina, we've got a crowd already gathering around. Come be a part of it. Meet two of your favorite Browns and hang out and enjoy the show. We're going to hear the comments from Mike Mayock yesterday on his conference call about what the Browns are going to do, or we might not. Maybe we'll paraphrase them for you. We will talk about that. That's obviously a big issue. You know, thinking the Browns should go wide receiver, not ready to give up on Johnny Manziel, basically, is what he said there. He also has Kevin White, the receiver from West Virginia, who I'm a big fan of, and I know you are as well, at the top of his wide receiver draft board. As Barkevious Mingo has arrived here at the Discount Drug Mart in Medina, the crowd goes wild as he comes in and is ready. So come on out again, Discount Drug Mart, Worcester Pike in Medina. Come out. Barkevious Mingo will be here signing autographs for the first hour. John Greco will be here for the second hour. Today is also, we got to give a happy birthday shout-out. We got a couple happy birthday shout-outs. Taylor Gabriel, the Browns wide receiver, it's his birthday today, as is Jim Brown, the greatest
the
of
legend.
All time, the GOAT, the legend, Jim Brown. He will be, it's his birthday, and Michael Jordan.
Yes.
So maybe today's could be the birthday to the greatest football player of all time and the greatest basketball player of all time.
You could definitely say so.
February, what is it, 17th?
Yes.
How about that? Who would have known? February 17th.
I want to punch Michael Jordan in the junk.
Why?
Because.
You can't appreciate his greatness? Like, as a Clevelander, you're just that bitter about it?
I am a bitter Cleveland guy.
Okay, Craig.
I'm not saying
all right, Craig Elo.
I'm not saying he's not the greatest basketball player ever, because that's number one on my list.
Was it All-Star Saturday night or during the game?
I don't have to like him.
When they replayed the classic Be Like Mike video, like the original. I got
that
goosebumps.
Was awesome.
And also, too, just to respond on the whole MJ, did you see the Jordan brand, Michael Jordan experience set up at the All-Star game weekend?
No.
There's ESPN.com had it, and it was it's a 2-minute video. Basically, it looks like these curtains. You know, you're entrapped in maybe a 30 by 30 foot basketball court, but on the curtains that are hanging down, they're projecting crowds in every direction, so it feels as if you're playing in an NBA setting. You could see new Jordan brand shoes, of course, Carmelo Anthony and Chris Paul, but then also too there was a tribute to tribute to Jordan with his Wings poster, billboard size, and also too some of his Olympic outfits, his jersey, his shorts, the warm-ups, but also do the Jordans signed by him. All his Jordans from 1 to whatever it is, 26 now, all lined up for you to see. So
that's sweet.
It was really, really cool just to see, you know, you and I could play one-on-one in this setting. You could hit that. You
Who's winning that game?
Dunking on you, bro.
You are not dunking on
me. Okay, you're going to hack me, right?
You are not dunking on me.
Yes, you're probably hacking
me. Dude, I'm going to be dropping jumpers in your eye. Right. Like, I'm going to start putting Visine in there after I drop all those jumpers in your eye. What?
I have something else. Something else will be in your face.
You see how pure that was?
What will be in your face?
Wow. Yeah, your tears of unfathomable sadness.
Tractor Trailer said that to me when he dunked on me once.
Your tears of unfathomable
sadness. That's a story for off the air.
You got dunked on by Tractor Trailer?
I did.
R.I.P., right?
I did.
Yeah.
Were you guys going? That was pound for pound.
No, that's when I was truly, that's when they couldn't find a way to put weight on me.
Really?
Without realizing that it was alcohol that was the key to that.
Dude, when I graduated from high school, I was about a buck 50.
I weighed 210.
I was 225, I think, when I graduated high school.
Yeah, I was about a buck 50. And I was taking those like 3,000 calorie shake. Dude,
I'm not saying you weren't.
I could score the math.
I'm just telling you. I don't care how big or how tall or how little you are. I'm dunking on you if I get a chance.
You could see. You'd think you still would dunk on me.
I can still dunk, and I can.
I can still dunk too. You think you're still dunking on me?
Hey man,
you're just gonna back me down, drop step, and dunk on me?
Yes.
Would love that.
Are you a 2 foot jumper or a 1 foot jumper?
How do I make that happen?
Both.
How do we
drop
make this game happen?
Drop step will be off of 2 feet, of course, but I prefer to go off of one.
So do I.
Prefer to go off of one.
I can.
I can do more great dunks off of one.
Yeah, me too. My dunking sweet spot in my heyday was left wing coming into the middle, kind of that arc, or going right side, right baseline. I had to come at like this.
Not the free throw line, the right side of the free throw line. So coming off of the right box.
Okay.
The right box.
But how did you get there? See, for me, if I was on the right, I had to kind of like loop around to the baseline to kind of get that, and then wow.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what's really crazy about when I dunk, and especially when I go off of, 2 feet and I go one handed.
Oh, delicious Aqua Pura discount drug mart water right now.
Thank you so
much. Tastes so good when it touches your lips.
Thank you. But the you know what I preferred, which is funny, is
what?
To go off 2 feet when I dunk with one hand. I could never do it
with a
even
lean.
Even though I'm right-handed with a lean, I could never do right-handed with a lean. Everything I would do in a game would always be left-handed with a lean.
Do you know who else was like that? Kendall Gill.
Yeah, me and Kendall.
Kendall Gill.
Boy, you just pulled that name out of nowhere.
I was a big Rex Chapman fan, so when the Hornets drafted Kendall Gill, I was like pissed off.
Grandmama.
Yeah. They had Alonzo Mourning. Muggsy Bogues.
A solid squad.
Muggsy Bogues. J.R. Reed, when he was supposed to be awesome, but he ended up not being awesome.
Coaching, I think, held them back.
Yeah.
They had some talent.
They did have some talent. Those were some good teams. And then Rex went to the Bullets. One of my favorite games as a kid was the game. It was on TNT. Doug Collins was on the call, I remember. And it was Rex and the Bullets with, like, they had, like, Tom Gugliotta.
Yes.
Don McLean. I believe Michael Adams was their point guard. Kevin Duckworth was on this team. And they were in Charlotte against the Hornets that had, like, Muggsy Bogues, Hersey Hawkins, Zoe, Grandmama. And Rex went for 39 in that game. And that was, like, before every high school basketball game I played, I always watched that game. That was, like, my inspirato.
Hype.
That was my hype. That was my hype, was Rex Chapman. Absolutely. Now, apparently, he's in prison for pilfering, like, things from Apple stores, which is a bummer. And I actually had he had a website for a while, and he was selling T-shirts, and I bought a Rex Chapman T-shirt. I was actually wearing it yesterday, and my buddy Vince Conde, friend of the show, was like, does it say on the back, like, in jail or anything? I'm like, come on, man. Give the guy a break right now. He's struggling right now.
Got iPhone?
He's struggling. Yeah. So, by the way, we're out here at the Discount Drug Mart in Medina, Worcester Pike. Barkevious Mingo here signing autographs. I'll tell you what. We're sitting in, like, the deodorant, lotion. It's good to pick up some lotion. They've got great lotion. They got a great sale right
Hands
now.
If you need any
right
toiletries, we are in your wheelhouse.
Great sale on the Gold Bond lotion. Bonus size, only $8.59.
Acne,
you can't
body
beat that.
Wash.
But, I mean, it's so dry out there. Lotion's good. You don't want to get, ashy. And they've got everything you need to keep from getting ashy. And this line goes all the way from that section through the wine, down past the beverages, into the frozen goods. So there are a lot of people out here. So if you want to see Barkevious Mingo, get out here right now. You can pick up a bottle of wine while you wait. It's kind of right there. It's convenient for you. If you don't have a $500 booze credit, it's okay. The wine's right there at a good price here at the Discount Drug Mart in Medina on Worcester Pike.
I like booze.
I know you do, Gibbs. Where have you? Gibbs is like, we have him seated into his seat right
we're
now.
We're going to throw a little party.
Before he runs over to that beer section over there. You know, I found a beer that I like, by the way.
Really?
I know you guys are
That's
all,
like breaking
and, oh,
news.
You don't like beer. No, I don't like beer.
Okay.
I mean, I like to drink. I like tequila.
Yes.
I like vodka.
I do.
I've become a huge fan of bourbon. And I'll have scotch every now and then, okay. But I haven't had a beer that I've liked in a long time. I used to like Killian's, Bud Light Lime maybe in the summer.
Yeah.
But this Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale.
Ooh, it's good stuff.
It's really good.
It's good stuff.
It's really good.
Apple Bourbon Ale.
Yeah.
Big fan. Try it. I'm telling you.
Is it like a cider?
Our good friends at Labatt. It's a little bit above. It's not, I don't want to call it a hard cider, but it's got just a little hint of apple along with that bourbon.
Back in the day, my favorite malt beverage was there was an orange flavored Zima that was outrageously good. And I'm not ashamed at all.
No.
Not even ashamed at all.
You
not even a little bit. Not, no, it was orange. It tasted just like a
Sunkist.
It tasted just like a
Sunkist.
When I got initiated, when my big brother and I in my fraternity, I had to drink, I had to chug two Zima, like 32 ounces. It was brutal.
Amongst like a other big things, bubble in your stomach.
Amongst other things that I cannot discuss on this air.
Correct.
But that was the Zima, that was the drinking portion of it. People are out here, they're taking pictures with Barkevious Domingo. He's making friends, kissing babies, signing autographs. We're all having a great time out here at the Discount Drug Mart in Medina on Worcester Pike. We're going to hear we're going to talk about Mike Mayock's comments. Again, the Combine starts this week. Do you guys care about the Combine? Let us know, 216-578-0850. We will talk with Barkevious Domingo. We will talk with John Greco. We'll talk with all of you. What do you guys think about cruises? Are you saying, does he take the cash for gambling? Does he take the cash for the booze? Let us know, 216-578-0850. We'll be back with more of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.